Thank you so much. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Jackie Smith.
Hello, Jackie Smith. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine. Where are you calling from?
Santa Rosa, California.
Oh, that's a beautiful place.
It is.
That's a lovely place. What do you do there?
We drink a lot of wine.
That's all one needs to do, I think.
That's it.
Well, welcome to our show, Jacqueline.
Now, thank you.
You are going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Jacqueline's topic?
This will totally make up for that Iraq war thing.
Look, it's no secret that the rest of the world, well, they're not the biggest fans of the good old red, white, and blue these days. But worry not, my fellow Americans. The U.S.'s image abroad is about to change. This week we read about an effort to improve U.S. relations with the global community. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about new diplomatic efforts. Choose that real story. You'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go. First, let's hear from Paul Prevenza.
What better way to seek approval than by aligning with a celebrity that people adore? And who better to counter the image that America is loud, boorish, and belligerent than TV's The Nanny, Fran Drescher? Chosen to be our newest official envoy for U.S. public diplomacy, the Golden Globe and Emmy nominee will be traveling the world as the voice of the American people, albeit a whiny and annoying voice. Ms. Drescher's first trip this month will include stops in Romania, Hungary, Kosovo, and Poland, supporting U.S. diplomacy efforts worldwide. Her efforts include work with health organizations and women's groups and raising cancer awareness and detection, efforts she has been supporting since she founded the nonprofit organization Cancer Schmancer. Other celebrities have held such diplomatic posts in the past, although Mr. Belvedere has apparently never been considered.
Your next story of a new diplomatic effort comes from Amy Dickinson.
The United States Department of Agriculture Office of Products Ambassadors promotes American products overseas. Past ambassadors include Bruno Broccoli and Charlie the Inflatable Wedge of Farm Fresh Wisconsin Cheese. This year's focus was on meat. Actor Steve Mandel, a department employee, dressed up as Tom Turkey and visited the other turkey, the one in the Middle East. He also played Larry the Lamb Shank in Portugal with no trouble at all. But when the department dispatched Mandel as Wilbur, the American spokesham, to our friends in Pakistan, many non-pork-eating citizens took offense. Wilbur was shoved in his pork belly, punched in his haunches, beaten soundly, and thrown in a gully. Pakistan's ambassador to the UN raised the issue, calling it an international incident and saying, if he doesn't leave the country immediately, this porcine menace is going to be exported in sausage casings.
Wilbur, the spokesham, does not make a hit in Pakistan, and your last story of the U.S. making amends somehow comes from Roy Blunt, Jr.
Recently, the State Department convened focus groups around the world to critique the traditional image of Uncle Sam. Some of the comments, too old, too white, too cranky looking. This, to you, is avuncular and lose everything but the hat. So, it was disclosed this week, the State Department commissioned several actually interesting illustrators to come up with alternative Uncle Sams. When higher-ups got wind of the project, however, they put the kibosh on it. So, we may never see the Ann Getty's weird baby Uncle Sam popping out of cabbages, or R. Crumb's Uncle Sam riding horsey on the back of a, shall we say, extraordinarily proportioned woman, or William Wegman's Weimaraner Uncle Sam. Or Eric Carle's very hungry caterpillar, Uncle Sam. It is rumored that Maurice Sendak's Uncle Sam made the wild things look like Winnie the Pooh.
All right, these are your choices. From Paul Prevenza, Fran Drescher, the nanny, becomes a voice of America. From Amy Dickinson, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's outreach program goes awry with a porker in Pakistan. Or from Roy Blunt, Jr., a whole new series of variations on Uncle Sam all end up having to be scrapped. Which is the story of an American diplomatic outreach in the news this week?
Well, they're all so bad. I think I'm attached to number three.
You're attached to number three. That's Roy's story, the new versions of Uncle Sam?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ann Getty's with little Uncle Sam coming out of a little pumpkin.
Well, I want to see those pictures.
So do I. We can't show them to you, but we can play you this. We actually spoke to somebody who was directly involved in this diplomatic effort.
I'm public diplomacy special envoy for women's health issues for the U.S. State Department. No. So I'll be sharing my message of women's health advocacy to women all over the world.
That, as I need not tell you,
the voice of America,
was Fran Drescher. She is, in fact, now the U.S. public diplomacy envoy for the United States, explaining her mission there to talk about cancer prevention around the world.
Right.
actually, the organization Cancer Schmancer is a real organization. They do really great work on advocacy and patient empowerment.
Yes,
I know it sounds like a joke.
I know, no, it is. Well, it's a joke, but it's a good joke. It's Fran Drescher's joke.
She sounded super psyched.
Yes, she's very excited. This is good for her. It's good for her organization. It's good for the world. It's good for America. It's not, sadly, so good for you, Jackie, because as you now know, Paul had the real answer. Roy fooled you.
I'm sorry.
And by doing so, he did earn a point, but you did not win her prize. I'm so sorry.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Jackie, it was great to have you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.